This is the Team Builders Podcast, building better teams.
Remember, the competition isn't in this room, the competition is out with the room. Yes, they're working together, they're being competitive with a small c against the people that are in the room, but the bigger competition is obviously their competitors on a local, national and global scale.
This is the Team Builders Podcast with Stephen Haseley, Jerry Crowley and Jonathan Haseley.
Hello, folks, and a very warm welcome to our Team Builders Podcast. As you know, in this podcast, you're going to be hearing insights, tips, hints, all about team building. You're going to be hearing from us, my two colleagues, co-directors, Jerry and Stephen, and myself, Jonathan, all about our business team challenge company, as well as some great in-depth interviews from top business leaders in the UK and some of our great team building partners around the world. Now, in this episode, we're going to be talking about one of our favorite recent events with, they're pretty much a Scottish icon, folks, AG Barr, the creators of the magnificent, the majestic, the almost mythical Iron Brew. Boys, what a day it was. We put a lot of effort into the event to get us there, bring the experience to them and share their knowledge all about Barr's behaviours and their values. So today I'd like to recap that, talk about how it went, talk about what we did and talk a little bit more about how we worked so closely with AG Barr to bring their Barr's behaviours to the fore for their team. Jerry,
yes.
Earth Castle, what a day.
What a day. The best line you can use is a glass bottle of Iron Brew is the best thing you can ever have on a hot summer's day. That's what I say to bars. They just keep it coming. What a company. A company that excites us because they want to invest in their people, invest in their product, all the way down the chain. And before this event, actually, Jonathan, we had another one with them, and it was a safety day. That was exciting to be part of because they wanted to improve just a tiny bit behavioral-wise to improve the performance of their safety record, and that's admirable. And I remember one story from there, and they said that if the driver jumps out of the lorry and hits a pothole, that's the lorry down for the day. So they wanted to bring some more accuracy into the behaviour of the people, and they did that, and now they're back to what you just described there to improve their Barr's behaviours. There was quite a few of them, and we wanted to punch them home to the people and to the whole team as a whole, an exercise, I guess, or a challenge that we called F1 racing. In essence, they had to build their own F1 car, and I'm talking life size here, with an array of materials, everything from the wheels, the chassis, the axle, decorate it, and then get into it and race it. And you were there, Jonathan. There was a winner.
Yeah, absolutely. There was a winner. But listen, before we talk exactly what happened today, Stephen, we're going to bring you in here because we did a lot of work pre-event to really understand what bars wanted to get from the day. And we've done that with many other clients around the country and around the world. Talk about some of your experience with how we really sit down and listen to our customers and understand what they want to achieve specifically from a vision and value perspective, which I know you led a lot of our early doors vision and values workshops.
I think as a range and portfolio of activities, the client wants to pick something that's fun, engaging and can deliver a message, whatever that might be. Many of our clients are utilising their team building activities, both indoors and outdoors, to try and reflect their common purpose for the team. And that might be one team, one vision, together we work smarter, keep the ball rolling, etc., etc. So we always try and integrate our activities and our theme to fit in exactly with them. So there's a common message from the start of when they first tell their colleagues what they're going to be doing right through to the very end to the feedback of how effective the team building event has been. And again, you know, we always pride ourselves on being able to make it fun, completely interactive, and to boost up the common thread and the common purpose of what their conference is going to be.
They had to pick a racing team, I remember, because we give them props and money and that excited the room. They all had to go into little teams and create functional F1 teams, bid for the sponsorship, so they could buy more goods from the store to build their car. And that's where the fun bit is. And they were creative in their display. And then we had a board of sponsors who then gave greater their efforts. And they had to create that business which reflected their Barr behaviour. So that was at the forefront of the start. So once they got their money, then they had to then go to the factory, get all their bits for their cars and start putting it together.
Oh, it was a whirlwind. Yeah, and they, you know, again, the kind of real tie-in for them was that as they performed through the gameplay, when they exhibited their bars behaviours in particular, they were awarded with bonus points. And that might seem tenuous, but really it's all about connecting with those people. That's the language that they use, is what they're used to every day. The business was enormously impressed that they were able to bring those thoughts to the forefront in an engaging and enlightening way, as opposed to someone standing at the front of the room and just saying, hey folks, these are our behaviours. Let's kind of make sure that we do them. For them, it's all about integrating action, taking charge, and, you know, living the values every day, not just saying that they're words on a board.
We have talked many times to clients who are unconvinced by the value of team building about getting people around a boardroom table and asking them, are they good at teamwork? Are they good at collaboration? Are they good at strategy and planning? Everyone around that table would say, yes, we're amazingly good at that. And yet whenever we take them outside or whenever they focus them on a task, for example, this task of F1, flat out, then it means that they can really become themselves and exemplify some of their own personality and exemplify some of their own visions and values, and really get to grips with it and learn more about themselves and their teammates in a way they would never do just sitting around a boardroom table.
Yeah, and one of their behaviours I remember was being brilliant. And I thought, that's a tough one. But it brought the fun and it made them think seriously about, because sometimes you can look at team building and go, it's just a laugh. But when you tie it into the business measure, like Stephen mentioned there, it brings it alive. And then even further, when you have to then pick on some of the behaviours and put them into your fake, if you like, team. Yeah. You know, you have to do it. So they had to live those. And I remember being brilliant. They had to do a presentation in order to get the money, and they had stopwatches. They all dressed well. They had rehearsed. They played music before they came on. And, you know, so you had to give them the points for, well, being brilliant, really. And then on the other hand, you had a team who put results driven, and they stepped up in the middle of the room and goes, we just want to win. Held up the trophy, we just want to win. Nothing wrong with it, but just different things for different teams.
They were definitely results driven for sure.
Yeah.
You know, I think that so an event like that or an experience like that for our clients, we start right at the beginning whenever they initially get in touch. And as you mentioned, Jerry, you know, we have had the pleasure of doing a lot of work with AG Bar, but on this particular occasion, they knew that they wanted something special and different. What kind of effort do we put into our own team that are, you know, listening to the inquiries or working with our coordination team to bring those things to life for the customer? You know, how important is that to our business whenever we get that first initial call?
I would say huge. Yeah. And I almost said we see people come and go, but we don't, obviously. We look after them hugely.
Yeah.
But they have to care. They have to really care about the business that phones in and listen to what they're saying, listen to the key words. And nobody calls Team Challenge Company that doesn't have a small issue or something like to tweak, improve, get better at. That's why they ring. They're not just looking for a game. They want an experience to amplify, like what you both were saying there. But it's not always about vision and values. It could be about collaboration. It could be fun. It could be morale boosting. There's a whole host of type of things that they would like. And then we just need to take the time to listen. And I always say to the team, and I laugh when I say this because Jonathan will probably laugh, they spend their time to dial up that phone and make the call. And we all know how busy we are. When you pick up the phone, you don't want to be just told, OK, I'll send it in a post, or, yeah, you know, look online. You want someone to listen to your woes, sympathise, empathise, and try and find a little solution. And I think that is where we're really, really excellent at it. We can tweak out where that gap that their need is and just help them. You almost hear a sigh on the phone, you know, and that's amazing.
I would say that, just as Jerry has said, that with a client phone, just they have a challenge. I wouldn't say it was a problem, yeah, but they have a challenge. And they phone us with a hope and opportunity that we can solve that problem stroke challenge,
yes,
for them, and we can be very objective. So, you know, they tell us that they're a world class company or a company that wants to become world class, and when we take them outside and we do whatever we do with them or inside, they can reflect on their own performance and say, was that world class or could we make it slightly better? And it's usually just small tweaks, because they're already a great company and we work with great companies, but they do want to be even better. Even those marginal gains can make a big difference for them.
It's a demonstration, isn't it? It's a demonstration of what they can achieve. So when they come in to do it, you always say to people, you are what you are when you play. Yep. Then you can just discuss it right there and then. So many companies are afraid to approach their team and say, I think we've got an issue with collaboration here. You're all selfish.
Yep. Yes.
That's not easy to walk into an office and say that and expect, yep, a result. So go to a safe place, safe zone, have it gamified, have a bit of fun with it, eke out the points, put them on the board, and then try to work on them in play, and then that becomes reality.
And I think an experience like we had delivered with AG Bar is a great example of delivering all of those outcomes that they're looking for, but also doing it in an environment that feels familiar to them, because we used their terminology, we used their language, we used their logos and colours, and we allowed it to feel, for the purchasing customer, if you will, that's an off-the-shelf product that works really well and will deliver success, but we can make it feel really bespoke and tailored to them so that their people on the day go, yeah, okay, this was done just for me. I love the fact that, you know, we can bring something exciting and engaging, and it's all about us today. That's a really cool factor, I think.
I also get hugely inspired by members of a team stepping up and delivering a message. Maybe it's Dragon's Den style, like we did with AG Bar. And someone who doesn't normally do any sales or marketing, perhaps maybe from a different role within the company, but they take the opportunity and step up and really blow us and their colleagues away by how they present themselves with a great idea, superbly presented and very well practiced. And I think that's always inspiring for themselves and for their teammates to see how people, maybe of a younger age or of a different title, can really play full out, engage with the activity and really do the very best, and it's time well spent for them and their day.
Yeah. And plus, I tell you, AG Bar didn't just pull these out of their oxters. They spend a lot of time, a lot of effort coming up with the behaviours, the words they use in the behaviours. Like, we know the effort they put in. You know, they share that with us. So, you know, they deserve to put more effort in into the people to make them live it. Otherwise, they're just names on a board. And when you look at AG Bar, you get the flavour from those. You know, obviously we're privileged because we see that, but it's on their website too. So people were looking at it, you would see that is their value and that is their behaviours.
Folks, just before we wrap up, I'm going to bring it back to a little point that Jerry, you actually picked up on earlier there. And Stephen, I'm going to ask you to take us through it. Jerry mentioned something I know you're a big advocate of. You are who you are when you come to play. And, you know, what that means to you and what that means to us and why that's so important in a team building environment.
I think when a client comes along and sees what we have for them on the playing field, then they really engage themselves and be able to get really fully involved and immersed in it. And in a way, you know, take off their name badge, take off their roles and responsibilities from their family and also from their workplace as well, and really get as much out of it for themselves as they possibly can, and say and do things that's a reflection of their own true personality and their own true beliefs in what they want to achieve on that day. And hopefully that's a reflection and inspiration to themselves and to their colleagues as well.
And when you play, you become the real you, and then that can be seen by your colleagues. Yeah. And then that adds another layer of, you know, onto your personality when you return back to the workplace.
There is a flip side on that as well, in that some people come along to a game and don't perform full out, and they say, well, it's only a game. But I think for myself, that's a reflection of them and maybe their lack of opportunity to be able to fulfill themselves in their career, and that they never take anything as an opportunity to stretch themselves and become a better person.
Yeah.
And that's, we can see that clearly in some teams, those teams who turn up and who say, well, it's only a game, it doesn't really matter. Yeah. And those other teams who turn up and want to play full out, maybe they don't lift the trophy, but they absolutely perform at the highest level. Yeah. And that gives them a huge amount of confidence in going forward into other scenarios in the workplace.
And that can happen. That same person probably is like that in the workplace, to be fruitful about it.
And they know that, and everyone else knows it as well.
And just actually to add to that as well, a little bit more, you know, that's why I like showing off a trophy at the start of the day, because people that we work with, they're inherently competitive on the majority, whether you're an accountant or in oil and gas or, you know, food and beverage, we're inherently competitive people. And whenever we show a trophy, it G's people up, makes them go, yes, okay, I'm on board.
And business is competitive.
Yeah, absolutely. Like,
I think one of the things that we draw out from it at the end of every event is, remember, the competition isn't in this room, the competition is out with the room.
Yeah.
So yes, they're working together, they're being competitive with a small c against the people that are in the room, but the bigger competition is obviously their competitors on a local, national and global scale.
And also departmentally in your business, you're competitive, but without the business succeeding, they'll all be failures. And there's a few of our events where we like you mentioned, show the trophy, who's going to be the winner, and they think it's going to be an individual team and ends up being the entire team. And that's the punch home, isn't it? You know, you can be in accounts, you can be in sales, you can be in maintenance. But if the business doesn't succeed together, then nobody in the business has a department to work in. I think that's the
crux of it all.
Good word.
Crux. Thank you. Nailed it.
I never would have got one.
Nailed it.
I need some iron brew.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, listen, I've loved recapping our wonderful event with AG Bar. It was loads of fun, loads of engagement, and I think, you know, really ticked so many boxes, as we do for so many of our clients that are looking for something unique, different, insightful, but also something that feels really like it's been made just for them. And it's something that we always think about with all the clients and customers that we work with around the board. How can we make this feel as personal as possible so that you can take something home? And, you know, we put a lot of effort into that. So, boys, thank you so much for giving me the time today to recap over that. One of my favourite ones for sure. You can read more about our AG Bar event on our website. We've got a great case study put together. It took us probably a lot of time, but there's some great photos on there for sure if you want to check them out. Our website is teamchallenge-company.co.uk. Visit our case studies and you'll be able to read more about AG Bar and a number of other great clients that we've worked with recently in delivering their wonderful events. Jen, it's been a pleasure today. Jerry, all well from you?
Yes, lights out here.
Super. Stephen, thanks very much again.
Thank you, gents. Been a pleasure.
Perfect. See you later on, and check in next time on the Team Builders Podcast.